It's the Darren Copeland Experience, 8 to 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you did there.
That's just one reason.
But it's a dark day for many reasons. I think hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
I call hyperbole on you.
No. I've been thinking. First of all, this is 2011 all over again. You're gonna have
except for the backup guy who couldn't throw a pass,
but who just won games.
I don't think that he wins games. Tim Tebow had won two titles and the Heisman.
Tim Tebow won games.
Yeah, he won games. Paxton Lynch,
but he couldn't throw.
He could throw with the really slow, with his really slow motion, he could throw.
And his first instinct when he got in trouble was to run.
Because
he couldn't read defenses, and he couldn't
check
down.
I understand, but I do not believe Paxton Lynch is anything close to Tim Tebow.
Those are the exact same problems people are saying that Paxton Lynch has. He doesn't read defenses, and he can't check down.
Yeah, but he didn't win two national titles in the Heisman in college.
Don't come at me with college national titles.
Yes, because
that means nothing.
Yes, because it shows that you're a winner. That's why I believe Deshaun Watson's going to be a good quarterback, is because he knows how to win.
How many quarterbacks who won national titles in college succeeded on the professional level? Like a couple.
I don't know. I don't know what the stats are to that. I don't know.
I'll look them up. But more often than not, if you win a national title in college,
AJ McCarron,
you're probably not.
Everyone wanted him. He's the backup right now, but everyone wants him.
You're probably not going to be a great NFL. This does not translate equally to being a great NFL quarterback. How many national championships
did
Tom Brady win? How many national championships
did he win one?
No, he did not. How many national championships did
do you know what he used to do?
Joe Montana win? None.
Listen, I'm not saying that.
John Elway. How many winning seasons did John Elway have?
One.
In Stanford.
One, because they were terrible.
One
yes.
winning season.
I understand
so don't tell me that just because Tebow had...
No, but all things considered, okay, all of those guys that you mentioned, okay, Tim Tebow, all right?
Just won games.
He just won games,
But he won games without the mechanics. And
yes.
without the ability to read defenses yes. or check down.
Listen, everyone in baseball, everyone has a batting style. Everyone has a throwing style. Pitchers have all these different deliveries. I don't know why everything has to be so cut and dried in the net, but that is neither here nor there. What I want to see from a guy, and this is what you asked me on Friday before this game, is what do I want to see? Is I want to see him do basically what Trevor Siemian did, and that's take them down, put one in the end zone.
He got 13 points.
He did get 13 points.
He got more than Siemian, and he got more than Sloter. And he would have had a touchdown had Demaryius Thomas not been held on that one play.
Okay. I mean, I agree that he did get points, but he got points because they got a turnover, short field.
See, but, oh my God, this is driving me crazy. Trevor Siemian started his touchdown drive at the 50-yard line.
Okay.
He did not drive the length of the field. At no time did Trevor Siemian ever drive the length of the field to get a touchdown. He is incapable of doing that.
Who did you think looked better? Who did you think looked better?
Sloter looked great.
You don't have an argument for me. Who looked better of the starting quarterbacks? You know what Vance Joseph said today about Sloter?
Yeah, he's going to stay, but he's going down to the
he's not.
I don't want him to be our starter.
Sloter?
I don't. Because he's playing that well.
Yeah, who played better?
Trevor Siemian played slightly better.
Okay. See, the thing is that there's a lot of guys out there. There are a lot of guys who are in the media and stuff who were not.
Oh my God, they are.
Who were not in? Who were not in? There were guys that were not in Trevor Siemian's corner.
Like three.
Well, okay, but guys who were saying that Trevor Siemian played better. I mean,
he played better.
Let's play the guy. Vance Joseph said it's about performance, not potential.
And that's fine. We're going to start a backup quarterback as the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
No, we're going to start a starting quarterback as our starting quarterback.
On any other team in the league, he's a backup.
Okay, well, he's not on any other team in the league. He's here.
Oh, that okay, you're right. Because he sucks and all of the other quarterbacks sucks here, that by default makes him a starter. Okay, you're right.
I mean, it does.
I mean, it does. His talent level is backup talent level.
Okay.
And that is why the Broncos are going to lose this year.
Okay. And if that happens, and listen, if that happens, I am sure that I will hear it from you. I'm sure.
Oh, they'll hear it from the half of the people who understand that you have to let a quarterback play in order to get better.
And what if Simeon's good?
There's no possible way he's going to be good. His talent. Listen, his talent level is not that good. His accuracy in college was less than 40%. He was 48% last year on accuracy. His long balls were 23% accurate. Oh, I get so mad because people think this guy is some kind of a good quarterback, and he's not. Look at the stats, people.
I just was looking at the three people who were involved in the competition, and he was the best one.
Yeah, and that's fine. But that is a mistake by the Denver Broncos to not go out and get a good quarterback if they knew that Paxton Lynch wasn't going to get the job done. Because now we're putting our season in the hands of a guy who will not be able to win games.
Okay.
Defenses will not respect
the run. I respectfully disagree with you on that.
Because I don't believe
he's terrible.
You, like half the other fan base, one, root because he's some kind of underdog BS. Two, think that last year was everyone's fault but his own.
No, I believe it was partly his fault, but you cannot deny that. You cannot deny that it was not part of the running game, and it was not in part of also the offensive line. I would like to see what a quarterback who was frankly a rookie last year, even though he was in his second year, I would like to see. Okay, if we're not going to call him a rookie, then you can call him a Super Bowl champion, even though he didn't do anything.
Okay, right? Fine.
I feel like he's going to be better.
Go ahead and call him.
And I'm more hopeful than you. And I don't think
he can't possibly be worse.
Well, he could be worse. He could be Paxton Lynch at the moment.
Paxton Lynch wouldn't be worse than Trevor Siemian last year. Our offense would not be as bad this year with Paxton Lynch at the helm as it was last year.
That may be true, but you know what? We have yet. I am happy for you, and I want to take you on the road because your psychic abilities and your foresight are way better than most. I don't know what's going to happen, but I believe that it's going to be better than you think it is.
I heard the same crap from people about Kyle Orton. Oh, he's just a great quarterback. He's the guy that can win you games, and he's just really smart, and he makes a good decision and throws it away. He doesn't make real plays, but he doesn't get you hurt. And what did that get the Broncos? A losing season.
Well, it turned out that he was also a guy who could indeed make bad plays and make bad decisions.
Just like Trevor Siemian
does. Well, I see him go 8-6 in his first season under the helm. I see him in a new offense. I see him beat out the other guy. Okay? It seems like the other guy was worse. Okay, it seems like he's doing okay right now. I'd like to see what happens, at least for one game. He's earned that chance. I don't understand.
Give him the whole season. The season is over anyway.
Okay, to you.
There's no point. Listen,
to you.
People are like, oh, but our running game is going to be. Listen.
I think our running game is going to be better. I think our offensive line is going to be better.
Doesn't matter what our offensive line
does. I think he's going to be better simply because he's healthy.
Of course, because last year it's because he was hurt.
He was hurt.
BS, he was hurt. Okay. If he was hurt, then don't play.
Well,
if you're hurt, then don't play.
What happened was Paxton Lynch lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they had no choice but to bring him back sooner.
Sure they did. They didn't have to bring him back.
Okay, they didn't.
If you're hurt, then don't play. Don't use that as an excuse. If you're in uniform, you're playing, and you have no excuse.
I agree with that, but I'm just letting you know.
But he was hurt.
I'm telling you what the coaches said, man.
Defenses will not respect Trevor Siemian as a quarterback.
Okay.
Therefore, they will stack the box. So I don't care how good your offensive line is. First, C.J. Anderson has never, in 4 years, he's rushed for 2,000 yards, an average of 500 yards a season, and he has never once played more than 13 games a season.
Okay.
So our running game, we don't have anyone really good as a running back. Our offensive line is still gelling, and defenses are going to stack the box every single game and challenge Siemian to make throws that they know he cannot make. It's the same thing as last year. Everyone keeps hoping that it's going to be better, but it's not. He's the same guy we saw last year, and it's going to be the same thing, and we're going to be lucky to win 8 games this year.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
You feel better?
Oh, I got a lot more with that.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Because that was healthy.
I do feel.
You're
I
sweating.
Feel, I feel purged. I'm sweating. Not sweating, actually.
You got a little drip?
No.
Okay.
That's not sweat.
Okay. All right.
That's just deformation.
Deforestation?
Yes, that too.
We're deforesting alien? No, that's not bad. Sorry, that was just a bad mistake. Yeah. I would like. Okay, just enough of me. Right now, enough of me.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. Young codependency, and I could ride.